Virginia straight sets win today over Virginia Razzano, but 12-10 in the tie break, 7 match points. It looked like it was pretty tense out there.
Was it 7, really?
It was.
Yeah, it was definitely a battle. I think I wasn't playing as well as I wanted to, but, you know, sometimes if it's a bit of ugly tennis, you still got to fight and find a way, and, you know, I did, and I think, you know, she came up with some good points and some good shots as well, so it was really just a battle.
You're the 30th seed, you're only 19. How does it feel to be one of the bigger players in your section of the draw now, maybe the hunted player?
It feels good. It gives me confidence. But, you know, no matter what the ranking is, you know, we're in a Grand Slam. We're in the third round now. So no matter who I play, they deserve to be there. It's going to be a really tough match no matter what, you know. So no matter what the number is or the ranking, it's still going to be someone who has gotten to the third round who deserves to be there. So I'm really looking forward to playing. Hopefully I can play better. And I'm just going to try my best.
You reached the third round at Wimbledon last year. How much is that experience going to help you, do you think, this week?
I think it will help. At Wimbledon, I had a big win on center court, and so this time it's a bit different. Last time I was the underdog, so, you know, here I came in and kind of, I always expect myself to do well, but, you know, I expect myself to win a few matches here, and I have, but I want to keep going now and really just try to play my game, try to be aggressive on Friday.
And you're good friends with British number one, Laura Robson. And you share a coach, I think, in Nick Saviano, but I believe he works more directly with you full-time. Can you just explain how that setup works and what he brings to you?
Yeah, I've been working with Nick since I was 12, and, you know, he's agreed to travel with me this year for probably 8 to 10 tournaments, so whenever he's on the road, he's going to be working with me, and whenever I'm training, I'm going to go to Florida as well. So I think he's a really experienced coach, and he's coached a lot of players and played on the ATP Tour as well. So he's really good, you know, with the mental side, with technique, with tactical. I think he's a really great coach, and he's helped me here so far this week, and for sure he'll keep helping me.
And finally, you've had great support out on court for both your matches so far. Lots of the fans wearing Genie t-shirts. Just tell us about them. Do you know them at all? Are they Canadian?
No, they're Australian. You know, they showed up to my first round away on court 15 with their t-shirts, so they're really really into it, really supportive. You know, it's great to see I fans and super fans in Australia as well. And they kind of create a big atmosphere on the court, so I think it's just a fun, you know, court to play on when they're there, and hopefully they'll show up to my next match.
Great. Thanks, Genie.
Thank you.